You're listening to Boy Neil on House of MNSN Radio.
And you know, that's just another reminder, keep it safe. How many millions of people every year are killed from drinking and bus riding? Distracted bus riding, that must kill hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, especially when the bus lowers down for the handicap, you could fall right off.
Oh my God.
Wow. Fall right off the bus.
If you hold on to the stripper pole, you're fine.
Hang on to the stripper pole, you're fine.
Stripper pole. Well, you know, you're pretty good at that.
I'm very good at that.
We know that from Claw. But anyway, back to the other serious note. I just copied and pasted an article. Somebody once. Whoa, that makes a weird noise. Do you guys hear that?
Wow.
That was me.
Better.
Okay.
That sucks. If accused and says, well, you know, some of these articles you post are old. And yeah, some of them are, because this has been going on with the Pope for over probably 8 months. And I've been following it. And that's kind of why I think they think it came to a head, because now it's because these things are coming to a head. He has no way out. This article I posted says the Pope and top Vatican cardinals have been accused of possible crimes against humanity for sheltering guilty Catholic priests in formal complaints to the International Criminal Court. And this is what he's going to be trying to seek immunity to. Immunity, too, and another thing you've probably heard, they're already planning on housing him. They've been working on it for some time. I guess it was an old a convent that's going to be converted to his place to stay.
Yeah,
and as long
that.
As he never leaves that Vatican grounds, that's like a sovereign nation. They can't arrest him. They can't charge him. He's basically, but it's interesting, he's scheduled to go on some retreat as soon as he retires. We'll see if he actually does that, because if he could leave, they could arrest him as soon as
he
leaves.
Do you really think they're going to arrest him?
Well, if you read what's going on and you keep reading this, you know, they're building a case against him, and I don't know how long they have. And I mean, the charges are pretty severe. I mean, look at these charges. Lawyers for the victims say rape, sex violence, and torture are considered a crime against humanity, which they are, is described in the international treaty that spells out the court's mandate. The complaints also accuses Vatican officials of creating policies that
so they're going after the Vatican.
The damage.
But they'll probably bring up, okay, part of the charges were from this time period from the, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s, when he was not in power.
There's going to be a statute of limitations.
There is a statute of limitation, but more directly where he's getting charged, he was in charge of, and it was, I'm trying to look for the name of it, it was something of the faith, which is basically a group that's been at the Vatican, you know, since the insurrection and all of that. They were also at one point called the Knights Templar, and he was a part of that. Which they were assigned by Pope Paul at the time. He was a cardinal then, to root out all of these cases, get these priests handled. At the time, you know, there were questions. Well, you're getting rid of these priests. How are you punishing them? And he even made the comment. He says, well, we could excommunicate them. Well, no priest, it's called the Doctrine, Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith. That's the name of it now. But not a single priest has ever been excommunicated from the Catholic Church for sexual harassment against a child. Now, if you get, here's a bizarre part. I had relatives that I was raised very Roman Catholic, that got divorced. Did you know if you were married in the Catholic Church and you get divorced, you're technically excommunicated from the church. But yet you can sexually molest an altar boy and not be excommunicated from the church. To me, that's just really, sorry to use a term, that is really fucked up.
Oh, it truly is.
That just shows you how fucked up the Catholic Church is. And how demeaning it is to letting people be who they are, and it's just crazy.
So, I mean, do you think that, I mean, back a while back, I mean, you know, Middle Ages and that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was probably just rampant, I mean, running, like, the abuse and everything else like that. Do you think it just became part of, like, the culture? for the church, or?
You know, I think if you follow, you know, there was an interesting book I read when I was in college. I told Master and Sir, I actually was a leader in a cult for some time. And while I was in college, it was called The Way International. And I also studied theology and such, and studied a lot of the Eastern religions and all. And there was a book that I read, and I'm sure it's still out there. It was called The Babylonian Mystery Religion. And what it really was all about was the birth and development of the Roman Catholic Church. And why it was called the Babylonian Mystery Religion was, by the time, you know, the Catholic Church didn't exist for hundreds of years. It was for something like 300 or 400 years after Jesus Christ before it even started. And what they had done is they started taking over these different areas. And as they did, they adopted these other people's religions to theirs, so that it was a mix of it, so these people wouldn't leave and go somewhere else. And that's why so many of the teachings and beliefs that the Catholic Church have aren't in the Bible anywhere. They don't exist in the Bible. Christmas, as we know, doesn't exist in the Bible, or Wolfmas, as you say. none of that does. In fact, nowhere in the Bible does Jesus Christ even say, "Celebrate my birth." He did say, "Remember his death," but he never said, "Celebrate my birth." But
yeah, really?
It's correct. It's a celebration. I mean, so much of what their beliefs are don't come from the Bible. They come from all these other religions. Well, a lot of it came from the Roman Empire, and I'm not saying the Roman Empire was good or bad, but what the Catholics have done with it is definitely wrong. Back in that day, most of your higher up Roman men, they had their wives, which were for babies, but they had their boys, which were for pleasure, and that's just the way it was. That was their culture at the time. Mm-hmm. And they kind of took that totally and twisted that all up. It says, "Well, I'm a priest. I can have any boy I want. Nothing you do about." And that's kind of what they did.
Right.
And kind of took a twist on that and messed it all up. But back then, you got to remember these boys that the Romans owned. That was an honor and a privilege to be a boy of someone well off in the Roman Empire. That wasn't. You were glad that happened. It was an honorable thing. It wasn't a demeaning thing.
Truly boys or were they young men?
Both. Some were boys. They started at a very young age if you follow their history. Usually they were bought about 8 or 9 years old. So they were at a very young age. But it was an honor. It wasn't like they were being raped and abused. And if a member of the Sanhedrin, say, for instance, owned his boy, you went to touch his boy, I mean, they'd kill you, period. Bottom line, that's his boy. That's not yours to do with what you want, much like the leather community is supposed to be and supposed to be ran. So, I mean, that's where they got screwed up, though, is they just took little bits and pieces and made it their own.
Yeah, but, I mean, back then and still now, they knew it was going on, and it would just chose to
not look the other way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and now they're complaining that they have to pay all these lawsuits.
Yeah.
All this shit. Well, you know, times have changed.
Times you should wake have up call. About it then, you know.
Time to sell those jewelry and those gowns. Gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Those gowns.
Yeah. Sell some of that gold. How's that one? I mean, geez, they have enough gold. But, I mean, that's kind of where that's gone, and I mean, things got to change for the Catholic Church, and time will tell, and we'll see if they actually do. It actually does change or not. Also, I think one of the things we wanted to cover tonight, too, I'm thinking, kind of a big thing. A lot of boys have got to be disappointed.
What's that?
There may be no more wrestling at the Olympics.
Oh, that was the other one, too, yeah.
Do you believe that? Yeah, they're wrestling. It's officially now on the possible cancellation
list. Yeah, it's on a list.
And it has to compete against...
No.
It has to compete against, like, 6 other events that... One of them's got to be canceled so that they can bring in a new event, because I guess they do that. And I kind of argue wrestling is one of the things that's been in the Olympics forever.
It's foundational.
Roman Greco wrestling.
It's one of the original.
Right, and they're going to talk. I don't know why they're going to take that out. And you know, and then I laugh because right away, Master's like, "Well, none of the fags are going to watch wrestling no more." He put on Facebook.
They're going to watch the Olympics.
I says, "Okay, or the Olympics." And it's like, yeah, okay. And somebody else gets right on and goes,
No, I said, I guess fags aren't going to be listening or watching the Olympics anymore because the wrestling's thing. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What about gymnastics? Oh, and diving.
No,
oh,
I did all that. And then there was like three of us that listed all kinds of sports that we also, like gymnastics, diving, swimming. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget about those, those divers in their tight
they
suits.
They got no fur.
Well, that's because they shave it all. At least these wrestlers have fur. I don't know. If you look at this picture on this one where I saw the announcement, I will copy and paste it in there. Woof.
I'm trying to find it myself.
Here, let me put it in there.
I can't.
It's a hot picture, and he's like grabbing it. The one's grabbing the other one right through the legs, kind of. And
yeah.
There it is.
Ooh,
it's up there now.
Fun. Did you post it?
I don't know. Yes, I posted that. I can't see that. It's like, wow.
I thought it was odd. I mean, I really kind of thought that that's one of the interesting. I mean,
they do all these X Games sports and all this, but you think they wouldn't cancel one of the basics of foundations of the Olympics.
Well, if you made ping pong a fucking Olympic sport, leave goddamn wrestling in.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole case. I mean,
that's the fucking.
I don't know what their thought was to choose out of all of them to choose wrestling as a possible thing.
Is it possible that there's just not as much interest in it?
I don't know.
And it's not like wrestling. They stand upright. They start upright. Mm-hmm. They don't get on all fours and get fucked from behind. I got a little hard there. Anyway,
that's something to watch. I doubt it's going to end up actually canceled, but. There's a possibility, I guess. One of the other things we've been doing this week, staying real busy, I think is neat. It's something that...
Set us up. We're going to go to commercial.
It's something that I've had on my heart for a long time.
Yeah,
I think we're finally going to get it done. So
yeah, we'll be right back.
Take
to
a break,
tell you what that
and
is.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, what you drinking, babe?
Oh, shit. Hang on. What's that, my boy?
Are you going to play that one song? It does get better song yet tonight.
I can play that for you right now.
Why don't you play that one then?
Let me see where she got it.
This is a great, wonderful song. I guess it's about a year and a half old. And let me post the link as well because it's part of a charity that's been going on. They've